So we're just calling a few brothers forward to explain, mashallah, that for the 10 days many brothers manage without the cell phone. So the doctor, Ajibati from New Zealand, he left a few hours ago. He wrote a letter explaining the benefits he got without using the cell phone, inshallah. We'll call one, two other brothers also, inshallah, after this letter is read out.
Itikaf without the cell phone. We were advised on arrival for the last 10 days of Itikaf of Ramadan 1445 to hand over cell phones prior to registration. I asked my heart about the mobile office and the answer became apparent. Abdul Ghani, you are here in search of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence anything and everything else must be sacrificed. The following were experienced after praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for full control. Improvement of concentration in the lectures and ibadah. The cash bought was sufficient for Sadaqatul Fitr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala woke me up every day at the right time around 2 a.m. for my tahajjud appointments without alarm or any human intervention. Completion of the whole Quran during the 10 days of itikaf, normally once in Ramadan. An unconscious patient in ICU demands constant dua of his family members, relatives and friends for his full and quick recovery. Using our phone during khanka itikaf, khuruj gives a pretense that we are spiritually sound, while in reality it's in contrary. In this way, we deprive oneself dua of spiritual rectification from our family and relatives. I therefore recommend everyone attending khanka, itikaf, khuruj fi sabilillah to do away with the use of cell phones. Exception should be given to those who are in khidmah for the program, and in that case it should be used discreetly. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and the best of reward to our Shaykh and the organizing Jamaat. Ameen.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah. For me it was quite difficult. I made a decision to come, as it gave me ijazah to come. And the thought of coming without my cell phone, I knew I had to leave my cell phone. I wanted to come for itikaf, it wasn't something negotiable. I had to leave it. so I thought I'll come with my cell phone and I'll keep it in the vehicle or lock it up or use it as an alarm clock or something like that. But also there was some work that needed to be done on my cell phone, so I had to leave my cell phone at home. So the thought of traveling here without a cell phone gave me anxiety, among the other many anxieties coming. But just traveling without my cell phone, coming here, and so I came to partly solution. I came with my cell phone, and my son was going back, so I sent it back with him on the day before itikaf. So that sorted that problem out. And now the anxiety of going home without the cell phone. But anyway, I came with a spare phone, and as I got here, so my friend, Brother Fahim, and them, they didn't allow me to keep the cell phone. I said, it's only for the alarm clock, it's an old phone, I don't have my contacts on it, I don't have anything. He says, no, it's not allowed for anybody, and I understood, and it's the right thing. Myself, personally, I don't have Facebook, Instagram, TalkTik, etc. And I've got WhatsApp. And every week, we get a weekly report, how much time you spend on your phone. And prominently on my phone, without fail, the last few months, daily 4 hours on WhatsApp. And I don't even check status. Some people I see them, one of my friends told me I'm addicted to status. I don't even know what is Allah says, I haven't seen one status. But 4 hours every day I'm spending on my WhatsApp. And Alhamdulillah, it's mainly in good things, but a lot of layani comes in with it. For example, daily on a daily basis, at least minimum, if not a little bit more, I receive seven ahadith daily. And I share it with our local groups, and we receive about 3 Muslim du'as, beautiful ahadith, and a few Quran ayats also with some tarjumah also. So, and even more than that also we receive. And truth to say, if you ask me in the afternoon, this 7 hadith you read, this 3 Muslim du'as you read, this 2 Quran ayats you read, tell me one of them, one out of the 10 or 15 things you read, and honestly I can tell you that I don't remember, not one. And if I ask any of my friends also, and I have asked, what do you all remember? This one, no. Unfortunately, most of us, we can't remember. So, as our Hazrat teaches us, and among the many gems Hazrat has told us, that today the information of deen is spreading, and the amal of deen is decreasing. And that is the reality with the cell phone. So many ahadith, and so much of benefit in the ahadith themselves, but are we really, we're reading it, and we're saying, mashallah, beautiful, but that's it. And further than that, nothing further happens. One of the brothers here, he mentioned something very important though, some of his life experiences. 26 years I have the cell phone now, and he said the cell phone is a part of my body. And he said that when I came in, he told me to give my cell phone in, I was in a quandary and I didn't know what to do and how I was going to manage and so on. So to say, like how we have a heart and a lung, he regards the cell phone as part of his body. And that's the reality, it's our reality also. We're sitting at home and and what we start to do, we start to make some Quran tilawat or some zikrullah or some, and then immediately the phone beeps and there we're gone. Our tilawat goes, zikrullah goes, and that's the reality of it. Also with WhatsApp, for example, mainly I use it for business and for dini work and so on. But on the same token, if we had our phones in our masjid for argument's sake, and we were using it here in itikaf, and if I need to check my WhatsApp, and somebody sent me a WhatsApp, and his profile picture is his turban and his big beard, and his picture there, or somebody else, himself, his wife and his children, or somebody else, it's a woman's picture on the status, and we open it here in the masjid, and what happens to our itikaf then? Immediately the malaika are gone, we're spoiling everybody's itikaf here. So the reality is that we can't, one of the things that really in today's time, you know, they say there's about 30 dajjal to come, and we could actually say that the cell phone is one of the 30 dajjal. And as Hazrat says, that, you know, we need to be truthful to ourselves. We can't be truthful to our sheikh, we can't be truthful to people around us, but at least we can be truthful to ourselves. If we had the cell phone, I mean, alhamdulillah, the little bit that we were able to do, we didn't have our cell phones, so we were able to do that little bit. Alhamdulillah, some brothers did a lot, alhamdulillah, Allah accept from them, Allah grant us tawfiq also. But even that little bit that we did, that poor effort that we made, if we had a cell phone, that even that would have been gone. So inshallah, next year, we wish that all the brothers come back again and bring more brothers with, and we all benefit. And inshallah, this, we won't be having this conversation next year about the cell phone. Can we bring it, or can we bring it, or we've got some important work, inshallah, we'll all make some alternative arrangements. Allah grant us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah, came here, never know that my son not allowed to have the cell phone, so everything I was like, for everything, for work, for the family, for everything, I thought that I'll have the cell phone, be able to like come for itikaf and at the same time sort out the things at work and all that day at night, just double check everything. But we came here, then Brother Vim told us there's no cell phone. So I was thinking in my heart, maybe I can just say, hey, I left a cell phone in the car or something, you know. But I said, no, I came here for to make our islah. It's not right to do that. So I handed in the cell phone, contacted work, family, they said, there's an office number, any emergency, they can contact us. And alhamdulillah, the nur of this itikaf compared to the previous years, you could, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was there. Compared to normally you come, but even if you don't use the phone whole day, just at night, you want to check your WhatsApp messages and the time goes. We're supposed to be coming here to get our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, we communicate in the whole world with makhluk, but not communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So even when we have some needs, like normally on the phone, we have all these reminders, you have to do this, do this. So I had some payments to be made, and I totally forgot about it. But it so happened that the day before, that payment needed to be done in the program, after Fajr program, I fell asleep. Allah just put in my heart that thought, hey, the payment has to be made. So I went to Brother Fahim, spoke to him, then quickly just went, made the payment, and alhamdulillah, the, not using the cell phone is great. Different compared to the previous years. Last one's are exceptions.
MashaAllah, many more brothers expressed their great appreciation of not having this cell phone. And one, many more brothers we would like also that they give their experience. It is very encouraging for everyone. But time is very little. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. A young girl some time ago told her father that we just can't understand how you people lived your lives, how your lives passed, your days passed without the cell phone. We can't do without it. The father said, we just can't understand how your lives, your days are passing without Quran Sharif. Without Quran, how we can manage without Quran Sharif. One person told Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, you're always telling us we must concentrate in our namaz, think about Allah Ta'ala. How can that be possible? that you just think of Allah all the time. So, and you don't think of anything else. So Maulana asked him that when you are in your shop, do you ever think of the masjid of Tamas? You think fully of your business only. So that you can do. Why can't you do it here? That you think only of your of the namaz, of masjid and that. Why? Yeah, you, it's impossible. There you can do it. It's not impossible. That you don't think of masjid, of namaz. You just think of your business all the time. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq in etikaf, really, the physical, actual etikaf is this. Sharia etikaf, we come, we stay for our 10 days, whatever amount of time. That is the, but the spirit of etikaf is that a person be with Allah Ta'ala. Nothing else. Like many masjids, especially in Pakistan, yeah, also, that when you, there's a little note on the door of the masjid. Now your connection with creation, makhluk say, your connection, you must cut it now. Now your connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that was for etikaf. And very fortunate would be those brothers, all of us, that we realized that we can, we could do without the cell phone for 10 days, 9 days, 10 days. Really, if you can do something, we can do without something for 7 days. You can do without it for your life. If you can do without it from Yom Sabt, Saturday, Ahad, Ifnain, all the days till Friday, there is no other day coming. The same days are going to come again. So as you manage to do without it on the Monday of this Etikaf and the Wednesday of the Etikaf, no other day is coming. Only the same. So you could do without it here, you can do without it whole life also. And if we can, and if we use it, really, the enemy, they're using the cell phone to know our life. They've got a profile of everyone just by going through what you watch, what where you spend your time. And they know exactly, if we can use it fully against them, whatever they want to use to destroy us, we use it fully against them, then it will be to our great advantage. But otherwise, we have fallen, we are just sitting ducks, and they are just targeting us, and they are using us for them. Allah give us tawfiq to understand and minimize and completely eliminate all the things that we don't need in our lives. And the necessities of dunya also, we minimize them also. Our real object is akhirat. And that is where almost all of our time must go. Very, very little bit for dunya. But all our time must go for akhirat. Allah Ta'ala has created us to recognize Him. And He has given us a very short time to recognize Him. And in this, a person who has recognized Allah and found the treasure of Allah, he has found value in his life. His life has become valuable. And a person could gain all the valuables of this world which are invaluable. He has acquired nothing whatsoever. How much we have acquired? And in deen also, Sayyidul Ulum, Ma'rifatullah. Hazrat Umm Darda radiallahu ta'ala anha says, in deen, all the knowledge of deen also, lot of knowledge in deen also. And all is maqsood, is required. But the king of all knowledge is the ma'rifat of Allah. To recognize Allah Ta'ala. And that ma'rifat by which we connect with Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.